Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Y'all! I'm overstimulated today because we're doing Darcy and Stacey, and I haven't seen Poodle in a week, and we're in person, and it's live, and it's raw.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit, Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da.
The twins. Up-a-da-ba. Ha-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
I'm excited.
Don't hit me with your Lenny hands or your strange grip.
I love talking about
this
show.
You're so excited.
This was a good episode, too.
This...
You're wearing your Vinegar Baby shirt.
We are back.
We're back.
Into
I kicked in the
clownery era. This is definitely a clownery episode, which I really enjoy. Because we brought one of the biggest clowns, Michael Benz.
I think... He's grown on me.
Oh, he hasn't for me. I think we need to swap him out for a gay man. The fact that there's not a gay man on this show.
I was liking him on this until you said that.
I feel like
they need a Miami gay.
He's too thirsty and he's too up in everyone's business without the motivation. Gays are just up in everyone's business. They don't have to have motivation.
They don't have to have motivation.
Straight men have to have a motivation.
I agree. I think I just like him just because what he brings out in Florian gives me joy.
I agree. I just want to say that no straight man, regardless of how long you've known them, really wants to hear all your problems. Who's your friend? Who doesn't want to fuck you? So I'm seeing, get a gay guy in there. Get a gay guy who will fight a little bit. Get, what's his name? John, who is on Below Deck. Hire him to be the girl's gay.
Hire him. They're in Miami.
He can go for a while.
There are so many gay... There are so many bitchy Latinx men in Miami.
I would agree.
Get an Agador Spartacus. Hire Hank Azaria.
He is a straight man. Remember that.
I know, but I hire him to play...
Oh, Agador Spartacus.
Spartacus, yes.
I don't wear those shoes.
I'm sick of Michael Benz, but if he was never on it again, I'd be happy.
I don't mind it because of the scene with him and Florian was pretty great.
Yeah. I just don't like...
In a shoe store.
True. I just don't like aggro straight male shit. I hate it.
I get why that triggers you. I guess because I know it's all an act and not real.
Yeah, but it still normalizes it.
Well, you know... One thing about our Darcy and Stacey is they don't really, as we see when Darcy dates, sometimes they don't really, they, aren't really about pushing a more progressive narrative.
Woo. That's fair.
That's fair.
Y'all, episode, Darcy and Stacey, season 4, episode 10, Gin and Tonic.
My favorite.
We're having, I think there are 2 more episodes after this. Maybe 3?
I think there's 13. I'm very...
We don't know if that's true anymore because Extreme Sisters was not wrong.
True. Yeah. But they also said they're going to be on Discovery Plus and all this shit.
Exactly.
Extreme Sisters never was. But with the 2-hour finale, so it's very exciting. There better be a fucking tell-all.
I think they're considering that. I think it's going to be on for 2 more weeks, and there'll be a tell-all. The tell-all will be 2 hours. There'll be an episode, then a tell-all.
Easter miracle. An Easter miracle.
The day after Easter.
Y'all, speaking of gays in Florida, but really just drag queens everywhere, we want to remind you of our charity that we just post. I've got to do that on our Linktree link. But it's already in our Facebook group. Armand Jordana posted if you need to search for it. Basically, our charity for the rest of this month and for April is of what's going on in our country, the ban against drag queens. And, I mean, we can get all into it. We've already talked about it before, but we want you to – we are raising money for the – RuPaul and World of Wonder, that production company, has partnered with the ACLU to create the Drag Defense Fund.
The Drag Defense Fund, yeah.
Yes.
It's not even, yes, they're trying to ban drag shows, but it's more than that. They're trying to vilify drag queens as groomers.
They use
that word.
They are.
And that word, if you know anything, has a long history of anytime anyone, it basically means pedophile. And it's in the worst possible way. And basically it says anyone who is slightly off the mainstream of let's say sexuality or gender is a threat to your children.
It was just, yes, I just, it's
so that's how black and white it is.
And it's so prevalent and such an old school, like I know some of you younger sissies might be like, where do people make that connection? But when I grew up, I thought when I was a younger child that a lot of times people were gay because they were sexually abused or something like that. Because that's just what was told around me in the narrative.
They're trying to turn anything that is, it's a way to label, quote, and I'm not saying this word is the way they use it, deviant behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to say anything that is outside the, quote, norm is a threat to your children because it's sexual.
Yes.
And that's a way they can say, well, I just don't want these drag queens being sexual around my children. Okay. Because so don't take your kid to a drag show. That's personal freedom for you.
Doesn't make sense to me. A drag queen who's just wearing makeup, reading a children's book, but yet a preacher talking explicitly about sexual things you should not do in church.
Yeah.
Why that's putting ideas in your kid's head.
Well, and I'm all for, it seems like there are a lot of people in this country who are all for personal freedom and the ability to carry a gun in public. But they don't want, they're going to want to tell you what you can take your child to.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Let's move on. I don't want to get maudlin because I could talk all day.
We are really passionate, clearly, about this. And so that's why.
Clearly.
That's why we are raising funds for that. So if you don't want to donate through the Facebook group, you can always just go, if you just Google ACLU and then Drag Defense Fund, it'll take you to the link. You can donate there. It doesn't have to be associated with us. We don't care.
As long as you give money.
We would love if you share it. If you do donate, share it on your own social media and get the word out for this. And, and just know that these are just tactics for you to not see what other policies are going on.
So exactly.
Look over there.
That's exactly
what it is. Anyway.
Guess what? Sometimes they have no policy. They have no policy. It's just to scare you. Because they don't have any intellectual rigor.
Okay.
And they think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the musical episode.
Great.
They have no policy. Sorry, I'll stop.
Wow.
Season 4 of Love is Blind is out.
We're going to get 1-star reviews on that. No, I'm kidding.
Fuck them.
No, I agree.
Fuck them if they give us that. Oh, fuck them.
Oh, no, y'all. Poodle's been... He's keyed up. We're trying to get this done.
Season 4 of Love is Blind is out!
Oh, my God, it is.
It is out.
We've waited so long.
Season... Y'all... the episode 1 dropped on our free feed, and episode 1 through 5 is now on our Patreon. Holy fuck. Wow.
It's good.
Most of America who's watching is probably, forming covens to cast a spell on Arena.
yeah, you know,
right now.
I talked to a friend last night. I went and saw... You know our friends, Jess and Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw them, and Kayla said, I feel like there's life in between Love is Blind and then just life with Love is Blind.
That's true. That's exactly the way it feels.
And I said, well, get ready, because this season is good.
We have had moments. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen episode 5, I've never seen a moment like this.
People should. This is dropping on
it's Monday.
This should drop on Monday, so people should have seen it by now.
We'll get shitty things about people saying thanks. You might want to wait a week. Not in this environment, honey. You can't wait a week anymore for shows like this.
I'm going to say this: if you haven't watched it by Wednesday, it dropped on Friday or Thursday.
It dropped Thursday night at midnight.
Well, yeah, or Friday morning. Yeah. If you haven't watched it by Wednesday, sorry.
Open season.
Open season.
I'm going to start every single show with a fact about it.
So by Love After Lockup, you better get ready.
Yeah. I don't want any DMs about, I was saving it for when my husband's in the hospital. Fuck off. It's Love is Blind.
Push him down the stairs and get him there quicker.
Thank you.
Y'all, Below Deck Sailing Yacht is on hiatus until April 10th, or it starts April 10th, so Below Deck's on a break. But we have, this week, we have our interview with Haley that will be dropping in place of that tomorrow. So be sure to listen to that. Also coming up, don't forget, on our Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier is You, Me, and My Ex, Seeking Brother Husband. So lots of trash coming your way. Lots of trash.
Rivers of trash.
I want to thank you for all the letters. Sissy even sent flowers saying, I'm so sorry. I know you're grieving. I'm sad about MILF Manor being gone, and I need to process that. I want to thank y'all your outpouring of it. And next week, or this week actually, is the finale of Extreme Sisters.
Can't come quickly. Can't come
kind of can't
enough.
On this season. I'll be honest. Kind of can't. I'll be honest. MILF Manor was better than Extreme Sisters this season.
You know, I don't think I can argue with you.
Yeah, it was better.
Yeah.
Maybe the newness
of it. At least it had me on, at least it caused a visceral reaction in me.
Yeah, you felt something.
Although Extreme Sisters did have one sister reaching her two fingers into another sister's vagina. So.
Hey there, it's soft. That's a soft vagina. Soft vagina.
I said before, at least she put on a glove.
Yeah. I think that is... I feel like tender mercies. I feel like we're missing something, but we'll remember it later, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we won't.
We're in Miami.
Miami!
Darcy's meeting Michael Benz. Got my J-Lo dress. J-Lo-inspired dress.
It's kind of crazy to me that dress came out, what, almost 20 years ago? But people still reference it.
We are still referring to it as the J-Lo dress.
Well done, J-Lo.
That dress owned every bit of media.
For the year.
For
the year. It was fucking... That's when I really first... Like, I'd heard of J-Lo with Selena, but I didn't really, like, get really into her.
Yeah.
But when that dress came out, I went,
That dress made her.
It did.
That dress started Jennifer Lopez.
It did. And then after that, she had all of her makeup artist, what's his name, Mark whatever, that gave her that glow look.
Yeah.
I worked at Sephora then, and all these women were like, I want to look like J-Lo.
I want to look like J-Lo.
And I went, you're never going to look like J-Lo. Look how fucking gorgeous she is. But
what
sure.
What if you would have said that?
Honey.
Good luck, honey.
Good luck. Your eyes are too close together, and you got that hump in your nose. I know, because I got one, too.
So get out of my store, you sea monster.
Yeah.
I think you would have been fired.
Okay.
We're popping bottles.
Popping bottles.
And then he tries to pop the bottle with his teeth.
Darcy's like, ooh.
First of all.
Ha, don't break a tooth.
I don't know any restaurant that just doesn't pop your bottle for you. Where they just let the customer do that.
Even if you bring it yourself, usually they'll open it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was obviously a bit. And
also, Michael is sweating like a whore in church. Do you think his hair can't breathe?
Because of all the glue on it?
All the glue on it, so it just starts like...
I just don't think he's ready for a reality show the size of Darcy and Stacey.
That I agree with.
That's what I just feel like...
I 100% agree with that.
He is substandard. We deserve better.
He feels MILF Manor, Extreme Sisters, smothered. He feels that.
He is not ready for TLC at 9 p.m.
He's not. I feel like he... But I agree with what you're saying, like, because it's just like your motivations.
Yeah.
You're like, where is he coming from? I'm just going to say this again. And they're not going to do this because they're cheap. But it would behoove production. Y'all, Debbie and Raina need to move to Miami.
Oh.
We need Debbie and Raina. We need Debbie and Raina. Or like you said.
Just pay them on retainer and keep them around all the time.
Or a gay guy.
We need a gay guy on the show. It's ridiculous.
You would be great. I'm too sweet to be bitchy, but you would be great at it.
Yeah. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I made it that way. Yeah.
I took it as that way.
I mean, you would be really good to, like, again, like, I just told Poodle before we started, I'm like, you should start a podcast called My Unsolicited Opinion, and I would listen to that.
Because, y'all, it's always unsolicited.
I'm telling you, you'd be great. Did you fill out your Big Brother application?
Anyway, what happens after Darcy
I'm
is...
just coming over to your house and we're doing it.
Okay.
I'm doing it the way your mother makes you do your college applications.
I'll give you half my prize money.
No, I won't. I don't want any of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't. I just want you to get famous and have a large social media so it'll benefit our podcast. And I get a month off.
That's true. Honey, you get like 6 weeks.
That's perfect. Oh, yeah. So many people. Leon, Mary Payne.
I'll find a way.
Kyle and Kim.
I'll find a way to disrupt everything.
Wah and Chris. I'll just have all chaos. My friends. I'll change the podcast to Matt and Friends.
I will spectrally project my body to ruin whatever you have. What is that called? Is it astral projection? I will astral project to ruin whoever you have.
But you will astral project.
Two S's. All right. Darcy, did you notice? So Darcy's telling Michael Benz about the photo shoot drama. And she's like, you know, I'm just like a type A type of person. I'm a type A type.
Type A type. I heard her say that and I wrote... Oh, that's what people mean with Linktree link.
That's what exactly people mean. So then Michael Benz, who has this weird love-hate relationship with Florian. Well, I think it's Florian. Florian wants to be the model. Obviously, he did that to push Stacey to do it. Anyone who knows Florian the least bit knows that Florian has not enough direction in his life to push Stacey to do anything.
I have a theory.
What?
I think Darcy, and probably Stacey too, because she just knows. I think producers put Michael up for this to say, suggest that it's Florian, but no one tells Florian because they know he can't have an honest reaction, a fake reaction.
Yeah.
And I think the reason this season has been so good is the producers realize we just need to keep punking Florian.
There's no rehearsal for Florian.
He has no idea. Y'all, he's a canary in a tool shed or... Coal mine, or no,
coal
that's
mine.
Not it.
No, you're
in a lion's
this
den.
This is misguided.
You know what I mean? What is that expression where a fox in sheep's clothing, or they don't know
what are
they're
you
in
trying
a
to say?
Something in a hen house, when they don't know they're in a dangerous situation. What's that expression?
A sitting duck.
That's it.
See, we'll get there. You just can't cycle through every metaphor that doesn't make sense.
God, I love Duck Hunt.
Oh, God. So anyway, y'all.
So yes, he's
later on. Stacey and Florian, we're setting up for the launch party, and they're putting on the mannequin
in a mall.
Yeah, in a mall, no less. I like it that it must be there early because the metal cage is still on the mall.
And Stacey shows up with Florian kind of like, we're here. And the girl who's a high schooler is like, yeah, my boss isn't here yet. I'm going to go get a Cinnabon.
I'm going to go to Annie Ann's I do every morning before the register, before I put the money in the register. Okay. Usually I don't talk to people.
That was a read because that's what I did when I worked at Gap Kids. When I had to open, I'd go to Annie Ann's. I'd get that cinnamon pretzel Dr. Pepper.
She just leaves them with a safe open.
Oh, yeah. I would have left anybody. I was like, just make sure they don't steal jeans.
So they're putting the clothes on the mannequin, like, bring up the arms. This is from the early days. Bring up my arm. Florian. And she's like hitting him in the butt. He's like, no, he ain't butt.
Just trying to have fun. Just trying to have fun, Floor.
Do not hit with arm.
Listen up. So Impossible Kicks. That's the name of the store. So I couldn't remember.
Then Darcy and Michael Benz show up.
Yes.
And it's quite chilly, of course, between Darcy. They're like, hey, Darcy. She's like, what's up? I will say, resentful Darcy is the most childish possible. It is like a 4-year-old pouting with her arms crossed. It's laughable.
It is.
So Darcy can be such a child. I love it.
I almost would argue and not argue, but take that further and say is.
Yeah.
Because y'all, it was, I loved watching it, but that was not good watching her on that date.
So y'all.
I think Michelle was right. I think she does need to go to therapy just a little bit.
She does. She definitely does. So Mike Benz shows up and I want to know, did he come from having dental x-rays taken? What? Because this looked like one of those lead smocks that you get put on. Did he just have x-rays taken?
Thank you! I went, what does this outfit remind me of? It's dental. I have to call my dentist. Thank you.
It looks like that lead smock that you wear.
I bet it is. And he painted it pink. Because remember how he makes his own like cheap chain jewelry?
And it's the one where the dental hygienist or the x-ray dental person goes outside the room and you feel like...
I'm going to be right back to get the doctor. And then she goes back in and she goes, where did he go?
No, they go outside the room because they take so many x-rays.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to get poisoned.
But at the same time, they're like, I'm going to leave the room and we're going to irradiate your body. It always feels strange to me.
It does.
But yeah, this is definitely a lead smock that he got.
Superman could not see through it.
No.
He's protected. Maybe, I don't know. It is...
Chills! Ka-chills!
Ka-chills! It's,
we're open, and the fives of people throng in.
Darcy says, you know, she's like, I lost my place. So Johnny comes out. Johnny of Impossible Kicks. He's like, ladies, so excited to see you here. Just did a bump of coke in my Land Rover and I'm ready to go.
That's what it feels like.
He's like, so we've got to sell more than 25% of the... No, Johnny, go back and say that again, please. Fuck. Sorry. I'm sure he had to take this like 5 times from producers. But
he's supposedly someone people know back in Connecticut. Like, he's a personality who's on commercials.
He actually... Honestly, he's kind of hot.
He is. I agree.
I do. And likable. But it was just such a producer. Like, tell them they have to sell 25% of the clothes today to be a success.
I love the fakeness of this show, though.
Because I love it.
The thing about this
show...
It's
a true reality show.
It's a true... And it doesn't pretend to be... It doesn't pretend to be the... docudrama sometimes that 90 Day does. but it is cashing in. This may have started out as Sharp. I don't think it is. I don't think Sharp is.
Doesn't feel the same.
I think they're under the same umbrella, but I think this is a different production company now. If this is Sharp, we need more of this. If anyone from Sharp's office listens, this is what we need more of.
I'm going to say this. I just had a revelation. You know,
great.
Where you like have a moment and like the universe gives you a download and you're just like, whoa.
Well, it better be good. So tell me.
I think in sitting here talking about this, I think Darcy and Stacey has usurped as my favorite show we cover. More than Love After Lockup.
So your revelation is just a expression of what you like best.
No, this is a big deal. How long have we said Love After Lockup is the favorite thing we watch, best thing we watch?
You know what?
Not that I dislike Love After Lockup.
I will say this. Darcy and Stacey is the thing I always look forward to watching.
The most.
And I'll tell you why.
Love is Blind is a whole different thing, y'all.
The buy-in for Darcy and Stacey isn't as much time-wise, and the intensity isn't as much. And you can just watch these twins who've had way too much plastic surgery act like idiots. And I love it. And say the same catchphrases over and over again.
But you always feel lighter.
Even
Sissy said, you know, I really wanted to, like, hate them. And, like, she put this, I think, in our Patreon comments. I really wanted to, like, judge them, but... She said something funny like, but gosh darn it, they're just so
likeable.
Silly and optimistic. You just like them.
So y'all, Mike Benz decides that this event.
Well, he's DJing. We don't hear the music. Does it look like he's really DJing?
I don't know because we can't play anything because of royalties. The DJ booth is a stacked up pile of shoeboxes. With two speakers on the sides.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get to that.
Doesn't look like he's doing a lot of like, wicka, 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 wicka.
I don't think a lot of them do that anymore. When's the last time you've been to a club?
Been a while. When's the last time you've been to a club?
Depends on what kind of club you're talking about.
Ones that don't have dungeons.
Ooh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah.
Black lights. Yeah. So Michael Benz says, I think now is a good time to go approach Florian.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm commanding it, we're going to give you one of probably many of this episode of
our Lord
Darcy and Stacey Theater.
Too big. I'm on top.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh. And so picture it. I'll be playing the role of Michael Benz. Poodle will, of course, be playing his... what is it? An Oscar. What are the podcast awards we just went to? Or we didn't go to it. They didn't invite us. Their podcast movement, the Abbey...
Audies,
Avies.
We should know what these are.
They're never going to nominate us. What clip would they show from an? And our next nominee, Reality Gaze, and we just go
probably that clip of the horns that we just did.
Are you going? And then he slammed me up against the headboard, and I went gugga 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 gugga.
Yeah, that would probably be about it.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to play much.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing passes the nothing gets through the obscenity test.
No.
Still hoping to be, you know, even a nomination would be reward enough. So
yeah,
anyway,
so.
And action.
Hey, what's up, Flo? What's up, Flo? Flo, what's going on, Flo? Yeah, Flo. Hey, you like my? You like, you see, you got some new teeth from the dentist. You like my coat? You like it? What do you think?
It makes my watch attracted to it like magnet.
Hey, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm bringing in positive. Speaking of positive, Flo, You're being selfish. You're being selfish. Yo, man, what? Why are you sabotaging? What? Why are you sabotaging?
I know fucking sabotage.
Yeah, you're sabotaging. Yeah.
Sabotage. I know sabotage.
I think you're pressuring her. Why are you putting so much?
It's not none of your fucking business, Smurf. What? Get away.
I'm what?
It's not none of your business.
You called me a Smurf?
That's what I say.
Wow, I'm shocked. You know... Don't call me no Papa Smurf.
Get away, Chihuahua. Bark, bark, bark,
what?
Bark,
what do you mean, bark, bark? Bark.
In Albania, we say, ar, 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 ar. That dog bark. That's what you sound like to me.
Are you treating me like a Chihuahua? Whoa, bro. Why are you treating me like
that? Why are you shaking like one? Why are you shake like one?
I'm not shaking. I didn't do anything before
you
this to make
me shake.
You
need to apologize me.
You need to apologize to them. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable, Flo. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh.
Here's your watch back. It's stuck to my chest.
Okay.
And scene. Florian does like that song, Unbelievable.
Is that OMD? I don't know where I came up with that.
The things you say. That song... Dun, dun. You know what? That was another song that was a spokesmodel song on Star Search that was part of my sexual awakening. I have so many. Y'all, I wish someone... I've looked for YouTube clips just to find them.
Male spokesmodels from Star Search?
Because you know... Because you remember watching it. And you remember they always start with their clothes on, but you know... Eventually, they're going to take their shirt off.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to be laying by a beach or a pool.
And there's lots of...
And they're going to be wet.
Camera zoom-ins on their bodies.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And you just go... Wow. That just took me to a place.
Unbelievable. Oh!
Whoa. Whoa. Might have to listen to that song with my vibrator tonight.
That's what we'll submit to the Audis or whatever it is. Abbeys?
What are they called?
Potties?
They should be called the potties. Well, that sounds like
kind
a
of sounds
toilet.
Like potty. I have a feeling. I have a feeling they tinkered with that.
Welcome to the potty.
I have a feeling that was probably a suggestion, and someone went. Think about that again, Johnson.
Like five people agreed on it, and then one smart woman went.
One woman went,
guys,
that sounds like potty.
And they went,
oh.
Y'all, we're going to take a break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hey, Dars, what's your starting shit?
What do you mean I'm not starting stitch?
Darce, don't just start shit with Florian.
I got some residual. I can have my feelings.
What?
What? Talking to a friend. My friend.
You're bringing all kinds of bad energy here.
With your mouth, you bring energy.
I did like the phrase, with your mouth, you bring energy.
By the way, and then I just was waiting for someone to just walk up in the middle of them saying, excuse me, can I get a size 10 of this shoe? Please.
It is weird that they're hawking their own clothing there. And they're... It felt weird. They were like helping people on, trying it on.
It did and it didn't. It reminded me of like, that show I used to watch. I used to like that show with Marcus Lemonis, where he like went in and did people's businesses. It was on MSNBC.
Undercover Boss?
No. It was like that type of show though. Like he's
The Prophet?
The Prophet, yeah, I think that's what it was called.
I never watched it. I'm just here to interpret for you.
Watched every season of it. Can't remember the name of the show. But anyway, but I actually admire that. I mean, yes, it's in front of the TV cameras. Would they do this probably in real life? No. But I admire that they both got in there and they're like fucking hawking their shit.
I guess. I just feel like it's already so successful, they shouldn't be doing it.
Wish they would have let us know. I would have flown to Miami to go to a Darcy and Stacey store opening.
I don't think we could have gotten too close. I'm sure there was security. Y'all, they're going to perform together. And they at one point, there's technical difficulties.
You know what?
So
I've already decided. Y'all, we're going to do this as a, not really a theater, but I feel like it's better performed than spoken about. So picture this. Again, just proof to me that Michael Benz is not a DJ.
No. There's about 24 people in this store.
There's about 24. They're all standing around. And so he's like, okay, ready. And Darcy and Stacey come up. And they're like, thank you for coming.
They're just standing on either side of the laptop.
The laptop on the shoebox. Y'all, all he has to do is press space bar. Just fill you in.
So can I just tell you, can we do in real time how long this took?
Yes, yes, okay. I like that.
So, and
action. Thank you for being here today, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, yeah.
Can you hear a song?
Yeah, a new song, Positive. It's Positive in there. What's it called, Stace?
It's called I'm on Top.
It took you a little bit, but yeah, I'm on top. Gonna do a song, okay.
Hit it.
All right. Wait, what happened?
Where'd House it go? House 11.
Where'd it go?
Do it big.
Where'd the music go, Mike? Hear it again. Okay. There, okay, great. Oh, God. Hey.
Technical difficulties, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
More silence. I like your shoes. Oh, okay. All right, here you go.
Here we go.
Hey.
Oh. Is that from Orange Julius?
Mike squeak.
Okay, here's something on top. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, hail's done. Let me look at the lyrics. Sorry.
Y'all, they're standing there looking at the lyrics on the laptop. You can even see Stacey crane her neck.
Darcy, to her credit, knows him a little bit more.
That's true.
Stacey hasn't looked at them since they made them up in that recording booth. Hasn't even looked at them.
And I can't say the people are really laughing at them. There's just this mood of confusion. People are trying to understand what this is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like I was trying to figure out, and they're trying to wrap their brain around, why are we singing at this event?
Yeah, like, why? And like, there's like, you know, there's just, at one point, they're singing the song, and one point, some Carl's wife just walks across the camera because she just wants to try on a pair of socks.
In front of the shot,
just walks right while they're going, hits done, pits it. I have to say, song's
a different location every day.
I enjoyed it.
I want to hear the full version.
I can't
wait. I think like Do It Big, it doesn't really exist.
Well, Do It Big now does exist.
But I think it had to be retroactively built.
Yeah.
I still think that might be a fan recording. That some fan came up with it and made it.
I think, too. I guarantee you that the speaker squeak didn't happen. Actually, the editors just threw that in to troll them.
So, y'all, the track is so quiet, you really can't. And I don't know if that's for audio for the show.
It was. So everybody's leaning in, kind of have to listen.
Well, their voices are so bad. And they're like a quarter tone apart.
Yeah. But they do this, and it's kind of like, afterwards, Darcy's like, song was a huge success.
And we own it. And then...
whether it sounds good or not.
I had to pause my laptop and laugh. I will say this. This show makes me laugh out loud more than any other show we watch.
It's just joy. And this is a deal. I think why we relate to them so much, because we are Darcy and Stacey too, y'all. We know what we do sometimes. It's not good.
No.
It's not. But it's stupid.
Yeah.
But the fact that Darcy and Stacey are like, they just own it. They know it's not the greatest.
Whether it sounds good or not. Y'all, the twins apologize to each other.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, maybe I overacted a little bit. And Stacey never apologizes.
No.
She did.
Well, she did. Stacey does say, yep, sorry we did that photo shoot. Just wasn't good of me.
She never does that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
Stacey
a big
rarely
deal
apologizes.
For Stacey. Johnny at the end, he's like, this was great. I got to go. My kid's got a soccer game. Everybody gives a... we're going nationwide. We don't know how much they sold, but there was a lot of people in there. There was a lot of people in
there.
There
were fives of people.
I mean...
yeah, not bad. Not bad for a mall store next to an Auntie Anne's.
More people than at our live show in Phoenix.
And it had a wet seal on the other side.
More than what we had. Yeah, in Phoenix.
That Phoenix show was small.
We're not coming back to you. Nobody showed. It was too hot.
You know what? I blame the promoter for that show. I blame the promoter and the location. And
I will say, oddly, some of the most adamant fans.
Oh, yes.
Remember the guy who sang the song Reality Gaze on the piano was there?
Yes.
And then we had, I'm not going to say their names, but the lesbian couple.
The two lesbians.
Several
who
shows.
We met in San Diego, too.
Yeah. So, ardent.
The meet and greet line was full of potential, like...
as Jackie would say, dead mother Jackie.
People who want to wear skin.
Yeah. Which we kind of get off on. We love it.
Just fans who care a lot.
Oh, I'm getting excited to go back on the road again.
Potential, is it Wanda Salazar's? The one who shot Selena?
Hashtag too soon.
Was her name? I think it was not Wanda. I don't know. I can't remember.
I should see that J-Lo movie. I've never seen it.
It's a great movie.
I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So five people just screamed to me and they're going to message me and tell me that I need to see Selena. Y'all, I know.
That's a lot of movies you need to see. Y'all, Darcy is soaking her feet.
I just watched a great movie, by the way. Great movie.
We need to focus. Okay. What was it?
The Sting. You talked about it and I said, I should watch that movie. Really good. It should get nominated for some Oscars.
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Robert Redford's the next hunk. He and this Paul Newman guy are cute.
That young guy's got a lot of talent.
A lot of potential.
Yeah.
They were really cute.
He's the next Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Didn't she put his name with him?
I was making a joke, obviously.
I know.
He's the next. Oh, who's a complete talent himbo?
Chris, I just feel like Chris Pratt wouldn't be comfortable with me as a gay person anymore. That's how I feel.
I never felt good with him. There was something always about
him. I never watched the show that Parks and Rec.
He's funny on that. As soon as he gave his first interview and there was some weird shit. Yeah, he could be very funny. Just try this. Don't follow him on social media. Never listen to what he says. It's better that way. Be blissfully ignorant.
Love Anna Faris.
Me too.
She's great.
God. She has a podcast.
I'd love to be on her podcast.
Me too.
Why aren't we on her show? We'd be great on that show.
I think we're higher in the ratings.
I don't think we are.
Maybe not. I just claim things like that.
Yeah.
We've got better ratings than Brene Brown.
Yeah. God, I'd love to be on her. There's so many podcasters I love to talk to. Her, Smartless, I'd just talk to all them.
Oh, yeah.
Although you would, I don't think we could get through that show with you trying to sit on Bateman's dick.
Oh. Ooh. He's always done it for me. Even back in the Hogan family days. Oh.
Wow, we just took someone back.
Boy, that was my sexual awakening. Jason Bateman and the Hogan family.
Yeah, that's why we can't be on certain shows, y'all.
Valerie's family, more like jack-off time. That wasn't even a pun.
That didn't even have subtlety.
No, it wasn't, supposed to.
Jack-off time! And you just walk down the hall and just grab a bucket of lube from the closet. It's edging time, everybody.
Instead, the Hogan family, more like the Hog in family.
Again,
we need to move on.
They just play that clip from Reality Gaze, and everybody in the potty audience just goes, holy shit. What are they called?
We need to move on.
All right.
So Darcy's soaking her feet, y'all. Stacy comes in.
Up with the corns.
She's like, y'all, they mentioned their corns.
The Ambies.
That makes a lot more sense. Why is it Ambie? Like
that
ambient?
Doesn't make more sense. Why is it called Ambies?
I don't know. Ambie. I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares?
We're never getting nominated. So, y'all.
She's like, hey, Stace.
She's like, what's up? That what you made the pasta out of today?
Yeah,
so it tastes whatever. Toe jam.
I want to watch it. Listen. You ready? Planning the best bachelorette party you could ever have.
Oh, yay. That's so great. Yes.
Going to NYC. Going to do it big. You're going to shine like a diamond.
Can we make it co-ed?
Sure. Sure, I guess they do that now.
Georgie's going to have to, be there because his Florian's, bestie. And so, are you okay with that?
Yeah, take one for the team.
That, yeah, was like,
yeah.
It was just so small. And y'all, so since Darcy needs to share something, so talk about Zach. I'll let you.
She says, I've been around the world, and I seen a lot of
things. I found my baby.
And then my baby broke up with me. And I don't know when and I don't know why, but I'm back in America, baby. But my baby, he's going to find me, and I'm going to find that bulge.
He has that look I really love. You know, that chiseled, tall, long hair.
The long hair. He kind of does look like a... What was that?
It was a very loud sound.
Someone just threw something in your building. He's like a very tan and less buff version of Gaston.
Yeah, I think this guy's out for his 15 minutes.
Oh, come on.
But this isn't even a Georgie. This isn't even, this guy's bottom of the barrel level. He is attractive, though.
I actually reverse that. I think this guy's way been around the block way more and knows how to sell himself. I think he's slicker. Whereas Georgie... kind of didn't know what he was doing.
True, but I think Georgie actually loves Darcy in a weird way.
You know, we thought that, and so many sissies came to us with tea saying, oh, no, your neighbor's organizing something. That's what the noise is. Oh, no, y'all. Y'all, ever since the earthquake happened, she's doing this earthquake. You know what it is? When I opened the door, did you see there were three bottles
of
water
that.
And they're glass? She probably dropped a glass water bottle. And I appreciate that she doesn't want to use plastic because I'm really starting to get concerned with my plastic use, by the way.
You need to focus.
But I bet that's it. Where were we?
Y'all, Darcy's getting ready for her. And she's like, let's wear this. Bikini top. And I was like, please put something over it.
Because it's just a rhinestone bikini top.
that basically covers her nipples.
And that's it. But she does.
She puts on a jacket.
Oh, well, I'm looking good, looking good. So
I'm going kayaking. I've been whitewater rafting for her. I guess it's the same thing.
Same thing. So she it's surprising. She's not wearing heels. She's wearing shoes and like a little, covering like a little body.
I was glad about that.
She's like looking snatched. And so
so
she's walking out and she's like, walks out and she's, and they go out to the, she's like, holy freaking moly, he's hot and he's sexy and exotic.
His body's to die for. His smile, his eyes, ooh, I got chills. And got y'all, chills. We find out there's a storm, so they have to go inside, so they can't go kayaking.
Yeah, there's a storm. It's called Darcy's Vagina. It's just going rumble, rumble, rumble. I'm ready, ready,
just,
ready.
Just squirting. So at one point, she's like, so he's Afghani and from California, though.
But he was born. This is kind of
he was conceived in Sicily.
Y'all, this guy's not Italian at all.
No.
But he's just trying to get any little bit of Italian that he was conceived. Like,
this is how he's trying to sell himself. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? That I'm part Burger King because I was conceived in a Burger King parking lot? I mean, wasn't.
Well, as much as you eat of it, you might as well be.
You know what? Ever since they took that one off of La Brea, I don't ever eat there
That's
anymore.
That's true.
Because where do I go now? I've got to drive all the way up to Sunset to get Burger King.
It is.
And if you Instacart it, it's cold, I've heard.
It is one of the cruelest things about Los Angeles. If you live in certain areas, it takes a really long time to get fast food places.
You have to get, like, good whole food. You can't
Come
get
on.
Anything processed.
And it takes a long time.
And it's expensive because they pay their workers.
Boo!
Boo!
It's like when my mother went to Sycamore Kitchen and she saw the little thing that said, a surcharge for our insurance. And she went, caw! I understand doing it, but like they have to tell everybody.
And she said that out loud for everyone to
yes.
hear.
Yes. So they're just bragging about having to do it. Part of me understands her point.
No, it's 100% virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Just charge me more and just don't tell me. And
I often say when I was there, well, how about this? Hire competent people. If you're going to pay for their insurance, they need to be competent.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because I didn't get my iced tea till 10 minutes after my meal.
We can't get inside L.A. We're getting there now. So yeah, they're talking a little bit, and she's talking about living in L.A., and he's like, you know, for me, I've worked with trainers and beautiful people, and I've done all that, so now I'm focusing
on my heart's with children and seniors.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Darcy's like, what a line.
She's like, I've done some workouts.
Just did this kangaroo training.
Yeah.
He's like, what is that? And she just proceeds to jump up and down like a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just jumping around. Oi, oi, oi. And she's doing, and he's like, oh. And she's like,
keep it tight and right.
And she's, you know.
I know.
I think it's time, everybody. It's time to do another Darcy and Stacey theater.
Do it big on my top. I'll be playing
Zach. Yes, and I'll be playing Darcy. And action. Let me get on this chair. I'm sorry. I'm small. I'm petite.
You're just so cute. You're like
small.
You're like fun size.
What?
You're fun size.
What's that mean? What would you do with fun size?
You know, small.
What would you do with some fun size person?
Oh, are you fun?
Yeah. Yeah, would you?
What do you like to do?
Would you throw me around and toss me around?
Oh, yeah. I could like throw you kind of like a little, like a baton.
Ooh, ha, I like it. I like it. Boy, and cut to my talking head. You can cut this sexual tension with a knife. A big, girthy knife. I feel all tingly. Ooh, my whole body is pulsating. Like, ooh, down there.
I can see it.
Gungle, gungle, gungle. Whoa, 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 whoa. Anyway,
so
back
to the date.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
you like to date older?
Always.
Tell me more.
You know, I go more for the soul.
Yeah.
I look for old souls, not
Yeah.
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 I look for the soul first.
What? Yeah, we know what we want. What? Know what we want.
What are you looking what? At? What are you looking at? What? What? Oh. Oh, I see.
Ha! Ooh, that's a...
Are you looking... Why are you looking at my crotch, Darcy?
Trying to... Eyes up, Darts. Eyes up, Darts. Eyes up, Darts. I'm trying to... You got a little... Got a little bit of man meat down there. A little bit of bulgy bulge. Whoa.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, are
you? But I wore my tightest pants, so you would notice.
It's huge!
Well.
Get it in me!
So I need to tell you something.
What? What's that? I'm sorry. I was looking at your eyes. They're
so
pretty.
I feel really connected to you.
Yes, me too.
So I need to tell
really
you this.
Really connected. Don't look at his dick. Don't look at his
and
dick.
And hopefully this is not a deal breaker.
Yes, tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
I need to tell you that
Yeah. I'm leaning in. I'm here.
Practice celibacy. You okay with that? You know, for 2 months at a time, and then
sweating. Is anybody else sweating in here?
And then I find that, and then I release it. You know what I mean? I release it.
Oh, I'm back in. You what? You release it.
And then another 4 months go by, then I release it again. And I feel invincible when I keep it in, like a soldier.
Yeah, like a soldier. Okay.
Because I want to stimulate a woman mentally more than sexually. You know what that's like? Don't you want to be stimulated mentally?
Yes. Spiritually, yes. More spiritually.
I can do more with you mentally than
energy,
sexually.
Yeah, I'm feeling your energy right now. I'm feeling all 8 inches of your energy. You want to feel with me? Yeah.
So I think I had a really good time tonight.
Yeah, walk me out. Walk me out. Here, give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Okay.
Lift me up. Let me straddle you.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
You got nothing wrong.
Your hand's on my junk.
You know, I've been known to... Sometimes I'm a rule breaker.
Oh.
That's what they call me. Rule breaking Darce. You ever...
It's a creative nickname.
You ever break a few rules, Zach?
Well...
Yeah.
You're making me crazy
Zach
tonight,
and the sack.
Darcy.
Zach and the
You're
sack.
Making it really hard, but...
Yeah.
I hate the night to end here.
Yeah, I had a deep connection with you. Deep, deep, deep.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay.
Later on.
All right. Well, it's a van. So I thought it'd be a nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are your pants wet?
And scene.
She also says, "Tuck yourself good in that sack, Zach."
Oh, she did say that. I'm sorry. Tuck yourself good in that sack, Zach.
We made a good match.
Good match. We had a deep connection. I'm eager to know more about your dick.
If we ever doubted it, this is where I wrote, I think the producers of these shows are sissies.
Yeah,
I think they're dick pics. I think they love us, and just know you probably can't tell us. We love you.
We love you.
And you are giving us exactly what this dick piggy group wants and needs. Darcy talking about dick.
I laughed the whole way through this.
Y'all, because this is where, I'll be honest, I'm going to be vulnerable. Now that I'm not ready to date again. And the reason I'm not ready to date again, because in my past.
Yeah, it's pretty much like this.
It was just like this.
Yeah.
Y'all, if there was sexual chemistry or if I saw that bulge, I would just be like, let's go fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah. And they would say, my mom's waiting in the car.
And they're not because they're underage, because they don't have a job.
Yep. There you go.
And I paid for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But got that big dick energy. Darcy, I see you. I am you. Let's be better together.
That's a good way to think about it. We're at the beauty bar spa. We're getting our vaginas rejuvenated.
As we
because,
should.
As Darcy says, what's the better way to celebrate your marriage than getting your snatch snatched?
It's true. Your snatch
You're snatched.
Snatched.
Snatchers and snatched.
Snatched.
So they're going to get their O shot.
The O shot with Dr. Rodrigo.
And as she says, you know that stale hot dog bun that's just going to sit down on the counter for a few days?
Sadly, we do.
And sometimes you got to give it a little water and maybe some yeast and makes it spongier so that a hot dog can go in it. And I thought, that is the most male-centric way to explain vaginal rejuvenation I've ever heard.
And how much do you want a hot dog now?
I want a hot dog real bad.
Real bad. Real bad. What's that one that you... I want to go to, like, Versatile. I want, like, a good hot dog.
No, you need to go to Dirt Dog downtown.
Dirk Dog?
Dirt Dog, where my church job used to be.
Oh.
I only went there once.
Really?
I swear to God.
Really?
Yes.
Was it that good of a hot
dog? It was delicious. But it's kind of like touching paradise. You know if you go... You go one time... But you know if you go more than that, you have to, like, it's like being on the other side. Yeah. You say, I can't come back to you, reality. I have to stay in heaven. The hot dog looks at me and goes, if you come back again, you must stay here and eat hot dogs forever. And I go, you're right, heavenly hot dog. This is my last time here at this establishment.
Because you really talk about pizza.
I love hot dogs.
But really, hot dogs you really love more, but you're scared of them.
Here's the thing with hot dogs. For me, there needs to be a special occasion. It needs to be a ballpark. It needs to be a special thing that I can say, because there's nothing, even a hot dog that's really good, made with good ingredients, there's nothing really healthy about
it. No.
And let's be honest. A good, healthy hot dog isn't even really that good.
I don't think it exists.
Yeah. But it's the way I think about it because, you know, in a way, it's like keeping the things that you really love and those they should be special. Hot dogs should be special.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my unsolicited opinion for today. Hot dogs should be special.
All right. There we go. Unless you have kids. That's different. People.
No, fuck that. Yeah. Kids will eat hot dogs.
All right, so they're doing this O shot. And so Leslie's like, hey, I talked to Zach about your date. He loved your energy.
Oh, my energy.
He had easy to talk to, and I love this. We had a nice goodbye, very respectful. On his part, Darcy was like,
very respectful.
Y'all, because he ended the day, he's like, I wish it didn't have to end. She's like, it doesn't.
Yeah, she basically handed him her coochie.
And I wanted to say, Darcy.
It was embarrassing watching that.
Don't fuck him on the first day.
That's worse than watching you at Fiesta Cantina.
Not good.
So
it's not good.
Y'all, later on, they're basically Darcy's holding the stress ball, and she's like, all right, here we go, little pinch. And like she's squeezing that ball, and they start playing the Barber of Steel. And Darcy's like,
she does okay. Whereas Stacy lays down, they call Florian because she flashes her cooch. Oh, that's later, but still, Florian hangs the phone. But when she does it, she's going like, she's like, all right. And Darcy's making a face. And well, you do, Stacy, but the noises Stacy makes very different.
She's like, juicy lips. Since it's like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
Give me the phone. I want to show Florian my lips.
And Darcy in the testimonial takes her own, like, lips on her mouth and, like, goes, boom, 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 boom.
So they basically say, we're going to take... He's like a grumpy grandpa. And then, so they're going to go, like, we'll just give him a couple of gin and tonics at the Bachelorette. He's going to be fine. And y'all, they are in New York at the Bachelorette. Stacey's like, does this look bridal? It's like a bodysuit.
Although, I don't know if it looks bridal, but she looks really good in it.
It looks classy.
It really elongates her body. She looks beautiful in it.
Rarely do they look that classy.
She looks really good. Darcy looks fine, but Darcy comes in, she's like, gotcha, present. And Stacey pulls out a bachelorette.
Well, she puts bride on her head. And best bachelorette, and Stacey goes, oh, that's mine. Darcy, no, that's mine.
Darcy's like, that's mine. I got one, too. I got something.
It was another point. They're like, let's put it around like it's headbands. So again, they're. I just love how they can brand opportunities like this. Yeah. I really, they should be revered for that. So y'all, she's like, I'm the Bachelorette. I'm like, not really.
Not really.
So she's putting on her veil.
What happens in New York stays in New York.
That's Vegas.
Okay, same thing.
But it's New York too. So y'all, Debbie and Rainer are coming. I can't wait to see them. Cece is there, who is their third twin. There's like another person they called their third twin.
Third twin.
Any friend. And Cece's a hand model.
Cece's gorgeous hands. Gorgeous. Georgie shows up and they're all of it.
Georgie looks good.
He looks fucking hot.
He's a hot man.
Huge dick.
Yeah.
He shows up. He looks good. And he like had some champagne. He's like, hello, Doris, how are you? She's like, I'm good. And he puts his hand on her. She's like, I'm not a pet.
I'm good. I'm not
good
a pet.
For
I'm
you, good. Darcy. Good for you. And then, of course, and then we have
Gloria goes, Cece, how are you, my Cece?
And she's like, so we're going to go on a bus. You okay with that, Florian? We're going to go on a bus.
No, that's like kids' party.
Florian thinks they're going on a fucking school bus.
He does. That's exactly what he thinks.
He literally thinks they're going to pull up in a yellow
bus. Why would you wear magic school bus?
He's almost as upset about Santa at Christmas.
No years.
So Georgie basically says, we should do a real bachelor party at the club. And Michael Benz is trying to run interference between Georgie and Darcy. And it both feels aggro, and at the same time, I don't think is necessary.
No.
It's, anyway, no. Y'all, they're getting on the party bus, and that's where the episode ends. So we're going to see a lot more next week. So
it looks like they're going to fight.
Yep.
It's going to be good.
Georgie's going to destroy Michael Benz.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to definitely kick his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the show,
That's
y'all.
That's the show. What a great episode.
What a great episode. Yeah. Again, only one episode kind of was like, it's back, y'all.
Yeah, the whole season has been really good.
Really, really good.
This has been, I think this is their best season since their first season. I think I've said
Agreed.
Before.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep.
All right, everybody. You know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. You know all that. Find us on social media. I'm sure producer Christina is going to bring it. And yeah, y'all, that's it. Look. If you want to have the just most beautiful and gorge tightest pussy out there. Poodle, what's the best way to get it? Not an O shot, but what?
You need to manifest.
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.